This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mark Ziegler joins us here, San Diego Union Tribune. And Mark, opening night for the Aztecs against Long Beach State. We've talked a little bit about it. It's a pretty tough schedule as you start moving into some of these non-conference games. How big is it for the Aztecs to get off to a good start here tonight?
Yeah, you know, the way college basketball works now, it's not really about whether you win or lose. It's how much you win by or how much you lose by, because it's all metrics-based. And one of the issues they had last year was they were winning games, but they were, you know, beating teams they were supposed to beat by 20, and they're only winning by 6 or 8 points, and that was hurting them in the metrics. So, you know, they open with 3 straight games against teams they should beat at home, but it's a question of how much do you beat them by. And so every game is important in its own way. Obviously, when you play Michigan and Oregon, whoever else they play in the Players Festival, okay, those are big, you know, rank type teams, and you just want to win those games. But these games also have their own importance and can influence the metrics just as much as those can.
And frankly, that's really honestly not how sports should be decided, right? Teams shouldn't have to run up scores, but they have to, right?
Yeah, and you know, and part of it last year was they were young, and Miles Byrd talked about this yesterday, and I'm going to write something more about it later this week. They were young last year, and they didn't have sort of that maturity to understand that. And you saw a little bit more in that exhibition against USD. You saw a little bit more of that killer instinct. They had them on the ropes, and Brian Dutcher called the timeout early in the second half because he didn't like kind of the way things were going, even though they're still up by 20. And they just put them away, and they went up by 38. And that's kind of the mentality you have to have as a veteran team. And I think they have that a little bit more this year. Plus the depth helps, because it doesn't matter who you put in. You'll find 5 guys who are playing hard and kind of keep a score where it's at or expand the margin.
Mark, now we've talked a lot about the depth, and you know, this is, you know, at least by all accounts, could be one of the deepest teams we've had in quite some time. But, you know, oftentimes we end up talking about a rotation that's, you know, 10, 11, 12 deep, but as the season rolls along, it starts to shrink. Is this group deep enough to where, you know, Dutch could have this group 10, 11, 12 deep all season long? Or is this something that possibly shrinks as the season goes along?
So you just asked the best question of the year, because that is the whole key to this season, I think. It's they have the talent, they have the depth, they have the pieces, but how do you keep them all happy?
Yeah.
And it's a 40-minute game. It's not the NBA. It's not 48 minutes. It's only 40. You can play guys 30 minutes, and they're going to last fine. But that doesn't leave very many minutes off the bench. And so how do you manage that? How do you manage the egos? How do you manage a guy like B.J. Davis, who started 31 games last year and likely isn't going to start this year because you have Miles Byrd and Reese, you know, Dixon Waters back. And so that's going to be the whole key, is where does that rotation sort of settle on? And how do the guys who are in it versus the guys who aren't in it react? And how can they, are they still happy for their teammates? They still work hard, or are they going to pout? And so we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, there's a lot of factors. There's injuries. There's how quickly Magoon Gwaith gets back into things. They're the freshmen. How do they react? How do they play? There's, you know, the possibility they could redshirt, a player or two. So, and that sort of eliminates some of the numbers. So I think they'll eventually get down to 9, is my guess, and occasional 10. But when they play games like these where they're supposed to win big, then everybody can play. There's plenty of minutes for everyone.
Mark Ziegler is with us from the San Diego Union Tribune. Aztec basketball kicks off another season tonight against Long Beach State. The Beach, as they're known, no longer the 49ers. Another thing that Scraby had a problem with last week on the long list. Mark, you put it in your article today. 231 days ago, North Carolina 95, San Diego State 68. I was miserable. I'm sure everyone watching it and playing in it was miserable. I will say that I watched the whole game because I feel like it's my duty to, but there was a lot of time I just wanted to, forget about it. And Miles Byrd brings up something interesting in your article today, reminding us that the play-in games like that, the first four, those are national games. Everyone watches those. So they have really had this hanging over their heads. So how are they going to, use that moving forward? I know it's a big topic.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like Monday Night Football in the NFL, where players talk about how it's just different because everybody's watching. And I think that's kind of the way the first four games, and not only that, there's two games on, but one of them's between 16 seeds. And even though that was it was a really close game, it was the game right before theirs. The only real game that night that everybody was watching was UNC and San Diego State. And it was an even bigger audience than usual because of all the controversy surrounding whether UNC deserved to be in the field. And, the chair of the selection committee is their AD. Their AD got, a huge bonus for them getting in the tournament. I mean, there were so many issues and questions around it. So a lot of people wanted to watch to see UNC lose. And then San Diego State gets blown out on national TV. And so it's something that sticks with you. And, and I think they turned it into a positive because every time in practice, they start to slack a little bit. A coach will remind them, a teammate will remind them. And they just say UNC. That's all they'll say. And it keeps you a little bit humble. We'll see how it works and how long that fuel lasts and how they use it. But it definitely was a motivating factor throughout the summer. And when you're trying to push through workouts, because it's college basketball now is a grind.
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting, right when the season ends, you're doing individual workouts. You get the month of June to do whatever you want. A lot of players stayed here even for that. And then starting the first week of July, you're practicing all week and you're doing fitness workouts. And then you get into September, it's 5 days a week, 2, 3, 4 hours a day. Of film and practice and weights. It's a grind. There's no games. And so this is the game that we remember.
Mark, since we're talking about Miles, I kind of want to stay at that young man. I mean, he tested the NBA waters a little bit. He ends up coming back. Obviously, this program is known because of how well these guys stick together. But for a guy individually like Miles Byrd, what is he looking to improve as he, I assume is trying to get himself moved up a little bit in what could be a draft year.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to be probably a pick in the 40s, high 30s, low 40s, but probably not get a guaranteed contract. And then you can maybe get a two-way. But then you're in the G League and there's no guarantee. You can get cut and get hurt and you're just kind of, floating around out there. He wants a guaranteed contract, and so that's what he's trying to move up, whether that's moving up 5 spots, 10 spots in the draft. He just wants to be in a position where he gets a guaranteed deal. To do that, he's going to have to stay healthy. He's going to have to prove that he's more consistent because he showed in flashes last year, that Colorado State game where he went against Nick Clifford and dominated him, and Nick Clifford starting as a rookie in the NBA shows you his potential. He played really well in the draft combine scrimmages. So he's shown that potential, but even by his own admission, he really tailed off the second half of the season. He became the top of the board of opposing scouts without Reese Dixon Waters out there. And particularly when when Magoo and Goff went down. I mean, it was all just, you know, get real physical with Miles Byrd and bump him around, and we'll double team him, and we'll focus on him, and we won't let him beat us. And he didn't respond very well to that by his own admission. So he's got to improve that consistency. But the thing I would say is his handles, which he's worked on a lot,
yeah,
and his shooting. He can't be a 30% three-point shooter. He can't be taking 30-footers willy-nilly, just trying to shoot his way into form. He has to be a little bit, you know, wiser about shot selection, and he's got to bring that number up into 35, 36, 37%. And if he does that, I think he'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I see the same thing, Mark. 30% from three. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, you got to be pushing the 40% mark. I want to ask you about one player that we haven't talked at all about, and we've talked about pretty much all of these kids, all the transfers, the freshman, Elzy Harrington. What about the other freshman, Simmons? Is he a possibility? Do we see some of him this year? And the other one is Majak, the other young man from South Sudan. I watched the UCLA game. I mean, he towers up there at 7'1", and his arms, he ought to be able to block a shot standing still. Are these two guys that we might see something of and could kind of come out of the pack?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, right off the bat, probably yes, especially with Tae Simmons, because without Magoo and Goff out there, particularly tonight, right? Still hasn't been cleared. Hoping to get cleared Thursday. Jeremiah Oden will start at the four. But who's going to back him up at the four? Well, the number one candidate right now is Tae Simmons. He's going to get those minutes. He got those minutes in the exhibition. And, you know, he missed a lot of preseason practice. He had a hamstring injury. And I think something else was bothering him. And so he missed some reps, which is really tough as a freshman. So I didn't have a lot of expectation for him in the scrimmages, and he really showed up.
Yeah.
He plays hard. He gets rebounds. He brings energy, which is what you want in a bench player. And so he does all those things, and I think they kind of thought, well, okay, he's a freshman. He understands his place on a veteran team. He'll be okay if he doesn't play. We won't play him that much, maybe even redshirt him. And I think he's kind of played his way out of that a little bit. Now, he's going to get two or three games early here without Goff out there, to get some minutes and show what he can do with it. If he continues to progress the way that he has, I think he might be sneaking in the end of that rotation. Now, Sophomore is a little bit different. He's only been playing basketball a few years. He's made incredible strides. I mean, I've watched the improvement from his first practice to what he is now, and it's night and day. And I think he'll just keep going. But I don't know how much he's going to play this year, because you've got Miles Heidi, you've got Farrell Compton as fives, and I think there'll be situations where Magoo and Goff plays five and they go with a smaller lineup around him. So there's not going to be a lot of minutes, but there will be situations where guys get in foul trouble or the other team has a five man who doesn't go out on the perimeter and is not a real shooter, and they can just park him under the basket and block shots and grab rebounds. So I think you will see him a little bit, but it just won't be regular minutes.
Season tips off tonight, 7 p.m. down at Viejas Arena. Mark, as always, appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, will do. I'll talk to you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.